This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations nuclear watchdog said Monday it hasn't been able to access data important to monitoring Iran's nuclear program since late February, when the Islamic Republic started restricting inspections of its facilities. The International Atomic Energy Agency is acknowledging it can only provide an estimate of Iran's overall nuclear stockpile as it continues to enrich uranium at its highest level ever. Iran started limiting inspections in a bid to put pressure on the government of U.S. President Joe Biden to lift crippling sanctions reimposed after then-President Donald Trump pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran 3 years ago. Talks are currently underway in Vienna for the U.S. to rejoin the deal. There was mayhem at a meeting of the African Union's parliament Monday as lawmakers scuffled over a ballot box and a man appeared to aim a head-high kick at a female colleague amid shouts that there were people with guns in the room. Numerous scuffles broke out on the floor of the meeting in Midrand, South Africa, as a disagreement over the process to elect a new president for the AU's legislative body boiled over. The scenes were broadcast on South African national broadcaster SABC. The Pan-African Parliament election was suspended while leaders work out a way forward. It all stems from a disagreement between countries from West Africa and Southern Africa over whether the presidency should move around the various regions of the continent on a rotational basis. The last two presidents of the Pan-African Parliament have been from West Africa, and there's never been a president from the South in its short history, which came into existence in 2004. This is VOA News. Dozens of medical workers in rebel-held northwest Syria on Monday protested a decision to grant President Bashar Assad's government a seat on the executive board of the World Health Organization. They say Assad is responsible for bombing hospitals and clinics across the war-ravaged country. The decision to give Syria a seat comes a decade into the country's devastating civil war that has left an untold number of civilians dead and injured, including many healthcare workers. The selection of Syria at a little-noticed session Saturday of the WHO's annual assembly has evoked outrage in opposition-held Idlib province. Syria was among 12 WHO member states that were chosen to appoint new members for a 34-member board in an assembly vote that faced no debate or opposition. The Kremlin said Monday Russian President Vladimir Putin is ready to discuss a range of rights issues with his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden when they meet next month, apparently including the, quote, persecution of those behind the U.S. Capitol riot earlier this year. Biden on Sunday pledged to press the Kremlin chief to uphold human rights when they meet in Geneva in mid-June for their first summit. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told reporters Monday Moscow would not shy away from discussing any issue at the summit, and Putin could raise the January 6th protests in support of Biden's predecessor Donald Trump. He says Russia is monitoring the, quote, persecution of those behind the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, adding Russia wants to discuss protection of opposition rights in the United States. The face-to-face summit meeting between Putin and Biden comes amid the biggest strain in ties between the two countries since the end of the Cold War. Tensions are high over jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, the military conflict in Ukraine, and most recently in Belarus, after authorities last week forced a European passenger plane to land and arrested a dissident journalist. And China's state media reported Monday the country will now allow couples to have 3 children after a census showed its people are rapidly aging. The country is further unwinding 4 decades of strict family planning controls as the world's most populous nation faces a falling birth rate. China relaxed its controversial one-child policy to a 2-child policy in 2016 due to widespread concern over its aging workforce and slow economic growth. But despite government efforts to encourage couples to have children, China's annual births have continued to decline to a record low of 12 million in 2020, the government said last month. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.